What is up, everybody? My name is John Sparks. I am your host for Sparks of the Paranormal. And I want to say a huge thank you to everybody out there that's been showing love and support on the Instagram, the Facebook page, all the podcasting platforms. You guys freaking rock, man. Seriously, thank you so much. And I think we're all really enjoying this journey together as we learn more about UFOs, cryptids, spirits, ghosts, demons, everything that goes bump in the night. And if you guys want to support the show, guess what? I just dropped merch. That's right. If you go to the Instagram page or you go to the Facebook page, you'll find a link there. It's going to get you some sweet, sweet paranormal swag. Maybe some dope hats, some wicked sweet t-shirts, maybe even a bandana for your paranormal pup. That's right. Grab a bandana, slap it on that pup. I want to see a picture on Instagram. With that being said, grab a seat, kids. Get ready, because it's about to get crazy on a brand new episode of Sparks of the Paranormal. Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, John Sparks, here for Sparks of the Paranormal. And today, I've got a very special episode for you. This episode is actually dropping on my 32nd birthday, which is nuts. But I have, sitting down with me today, Pete and Sarah of P&S Paranormal out of Dallas, Texas. These guys have been investigating for a month now as P&S, and they have already hit some major places here or there in Texas, and I am super excited to sit down and talk with them today. Pete and Sarah, how are you guys doing?
Oh, we are doing just fantastic today. Oh, and happy early birthday to you.
Thank you.
Yes, happy birthday, and we are doing fine today. It was the last of our maiden voyage, and we are tired.
Yeah, you guys have hit some huge places, which we're going to get to talk about here in a little bit, but you guys are something special because you're not friends or just friends. You are a married couple that is out there searching the paranormal. Where did you guys meet? How did you guys fall in love? I want to know this story.
Well, we actually met on MySpace in 2004.
What?
Yes, through a series of my ex-boyfriends.
Wow.
One ex-boyfriend knew another ex-boyfriend, and that ex-boyfriend knew Pete.
You know, don't say MySpace never did anything for you.
Exactly. Thank you, Tom, if you're listening.
Yeah, little did we know that when a simple ad friend request, that was going to turn into our forever.
Absolutely no idea. I was 15 years old at the time, and he was 17 years old. We were both so young, and we were, you know, expecting to play the field for a while, but nope. We ended up finding each other and realizing pretty quickly that we were soulmates early in our life.
That is amazing. And when did you guys first realize that you both had this obsession with the paranormal?
It roots back into our love for horror movies and our love for metal, like heavy metal, like black metal. Mm-hmm. Is our favorite metal that we enjoy. So there's a lot of paranormal aspects involved with both the movies that we watch and the music that we listen to. So it was just a, you know, gradual upbuilding into, you know, let's do something and, you know, get some content out there of our own, so that way we're not just, you know, stuck with these movies and music, and we can actually be creators ourselves. So let's get started there.
That's phenomenal. And who looked at who and said, let's do this thing with the paranormal?
So I'll start that one out. About 11 years ago, when I first got into the paranormal field, I was just 23 years old. And when I decided that I wanted to do it, nobody ever took me serious. I would call around places. They were like, no, you can't investigate here. You can't do this. I contacted other paranormal groups to see if I can tag along. they were like, no, you're too creepy looking. I'm like, I'm creepy looking? How's that possible? But I did one investigation of a park over here called Old City Park and got a little bit of material, but not much. And after that, I tried setting up other investigations, but like I said, nobody took me serious. The people I was working with were amateur, and we just didn't do anything. So I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to put it to rest. And then fast forward to a month ago, we were scheduled to go on a cruise. And with the pandemic going on, everything was canceled. So we were trying to figure out something else to do. And Sarah found a map of different locations in Texas of a Texas ghost trip where we would be hitting up different locations to investigate or just to visit. We weren't really thinking about investigating it because we didn't really know what to do. We just wanted to go visit some creepy places. And a little bit after we got all that set up, she asked me, well, you want to start a business up? And I thinking to myself, I tried this 11 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, because we had posted on Facebook that we were doing it, and we garnered a lot of interest from our friends and our family. They were like, oh, that's so awesome. You know, keep us posted. Post this, post that. We want so much content from you guys, because that's really freaking cool that you guys are doing that. And I was like, well, if this is something that people would honestly eat up, then why not turn it into something? Why not turn this burden of not being able to go onto the cruise into a blessing of starting a brand new business together? And we were just thinking, let's give these people what they want in a efficient manner, because I don't want to blast people's news feeds with just random photos and random videos, you know, little snippets here and there. I wanted it to be concise because I'm a Capricorn moon and that's just what we do. and it just kind of blossomed from there, and people were really on board with it, and they, you know, of course did everything they could to help us build this empire that we're building. And it wouldn't, you know, we have to put in here and thank our two team members, Timothy Coleman and Justin Strawn, for stepping up and helping us and volunteering their time and their effort and their money to this project so that way it can get lifted off its feet. And we wanted to thank Cordell, our musician, for providing us with the intro music for our YouTube videos.
See, that is phenomenal. By the way, hello to the rest of your squad, because I've heard from you guys that when I reached out, one of them has been just nonstop, oh my god, we're going to be on a podcast.
Correct.
So, who is that?
That would be our Timothy Coleman. He is so excited and so jazzed for this.
So, Timothy Coleman, what is up, dude? You're on a podcast.
he's gonna be very excited.
I'm excited because you guys are, you're down there, you decided, hey, we're gonna do this. And you know, honestly, God puts people where they need to be with who they need to be when they need to be there. And I feel that that is what has happened here, because 11 years ago, you look at what the paranormal was, you know, when you look at TV shows and things like that, and it is still relatively taboo to talk about. But here we are, and now everybody's like, okay, it's okay to talk about everything that has been going on since the beginning of time that we cannot explain.
Right, exactly. It's a different time and place now.
It is. It's phenomenal. And Pete, talk to me about the places that you guys have hit this week.
So we started out in Jefferson, Texas at the Jefferson Hotel, which is considered one of the most haunted hotels in Texas. And from there, we went down to Leak City, which is in Houston, to check out the Texas Killing Fields. And then from there, we went over to Yorktown to visit Yorktown Memorial Hospital. And then from there, we went to San Antonio and visited Donkey Lady Bridge. And then from there, we went up to Mineral Wells, and we visited the Baker Hotel. We couldn't gain access to that, so we just took a picture in front of it. And we were supposed to visit another hospital, but it fell through, and then we got invited to attend an event that was happening at the Haunted Hill House, which is considered in the top three most haunted houses in the U.S. And I'd like to thank Lyndia Johnson for that opportunity, because that was a really great experience that we had there last night.
And I got to tell you, when I saw that Instagram photo and you guys were like, here's where we're going, I got chills up my spine, and a bunch of it was jealousy. So
yes,
that is fantastic. So you guys just literally stumbled across that.
Yeah, it just fell into our lap. You know, we met this lady, Lyndia Johnson, actually at Jefferson on Monday. Or no, Tuesday when we checked out. We talked with her a little bit and told her what we were doing. And she says, yes, that's actually, you know, what I do. I train paranormal investigators. Yeah. And yeah, I was like, are you serious? This is so cool. And she said, yeah, actually, I'll be in Mineral Wells on Thursday. And I was like, oh, well, we won't be there till Friday, because Thursday we'll be in Austin in San Antonio. And she's like, okay, well, we passed through on Friday, and my husband messages her saying, man, we just passed that house, and it's creepy. And she's like, y'all, come on through.
That is awesome.
Because she happened to be there that day, and she's actually still there. I think so. She's doing like the whole weekend over there. She's got another group that she's training today. So yeah, it was just a blessing that fell straight into our lap, and it was an amazing experience with her.
Lyndia Johnson coming in clutch.
Wow. Oh, show.
So, the Texas Killing Fields. Talk to me, because you guys told me this was just an incredible experience. What went down with you guys at the Texas Killing Fields in League City, Texas?
Well, we honestly thought that the Texas Killing Fields was going to be one of our bigger busts, because there's not much out there on it other than true crime. Mm-hmm. There's not much paranormal investigating that goes down there that I saw. You know, there's of course tidbits here and there, but nothing constructive or concise. There's something that we could actually look at and, you know, learn about a little. So we honestly thought that since there wasn't much out there, that there wouldn't be much to do out there. So that was my first inclination about the Texas Killing Fields. But then everything changed the minute we got there. Of course, during the daytime, we went to inspect the site to see where we could park the car and where we could do our EVP spirit box session and, you know, just get a little detail of the grounds in the daylight. And then we would go back later at night. So we went back later at night, and I got intro video at the stop sign, which has the cross streets of the Texas Killing Fields, which is Calder Road in Irvin. Mm-hmm. And I took the intro there, and then we moved the car to a nearby Baptist church, and we parked it there. And we did the EVP spirit box session there. And we were amazed at how much the victims that died there or were dumped there had to say, because it felt like no one had talked to them, no one had reached out to talk to them, and they had so much that they wanted to say, you know. And they were extremely nice, positive spirits, you know. I felt like I could go and get a cup of coffee with them. It was so amazing. And of all the things that we did this week, Texas Killing Fields will be the most impactful one for me, because of how emotional it was and the connections that were established between us and the spirits. And I I could honestly go on for hours about how positive of an experience that was for me, but I'll leave it at that for now.
We did catch a lot of EVPs there, a lot of like really good ones that pertain to what happened at that time, because there was over 30 bodies that were found there, and there was 4 major ones, and those were the ones that we talked to. But we got a lot of great evidence from that.
Yeah, and Sarah, you had something reach out to you.
Yes, one of the spirits that we communicated with put a gentle hand on my shoulder, and that specific area of my shoulder and my husband's cheek, which was next to my shoulder, went cold. And we could feel that energy, and we could feel that spirit, whoever touched my hand or whoever touched my shoulder, just needed help. You know, it was so gentle. It's like how you would touch—it's how you would touch your mom's shoulder or your grandmother's shoulder. It was just so gentle, and so just help me, please. And it was just the energy off of that was incredible, to be honest.
That's intense. And guys, there is a very special EVP that is going to be dropping on both of our Instagrams on Sunday, probably around 5 p.m. Eastern time, that is from the Texas Killing Fields. I have heard it already. I am blown away. And Pete and Sarah have decided that when the podcast drops, that this exclusive EVP will drop on both of our Instagrams.
That is correct.
And it is phenomenal. And then, Sarah, you sent me last night a clip from Donkey Lady Bridge.
Yes, I did, for sure.
And I literally just got a chance to sit down and listen to it. And my God, was that creepy or what?
It was hella creepy. We know, it took a couple listens for us to actually say, oh my gosh, that isn't of this world.
and you were 100% right, Pete. There is no way that sound could have come out of your mouth.
That is correct. Like, so just a little backstory on it. I was trying to read the background of what happened at Donkey Lady Bridge. We were getting swarmed by moths, mosquitoes, flies.
Butterflies,
you name it. It was swarming us. And I kept trying to read, and they would get on my eyelash. They would touch my nose. One even went into my mouth. Mm. So,
extra protein, baby.
Yes. We finished it, and I said, these bugs are starting to piss me off. And so I stormed off. And as I stormed off, she's filming a video, and then as I pass a tree, a branch just like breaks and falls down.
No, it didn't just break, it snapped.
And from the sound of it, it was not exactly small.
No.
It was not. And it was right as soon as I passed it, it just fell. And me, being a jokester that I am, as soon as it falls, she asked me, what happened? I said, the tree just fell down, or a branch just fell down. And then she's like, really? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, it's here. Just being funny.
And then a few seconds later is that evil right over my shoulder.
And it is creepy.
Ugh. Yeah. Insanely creepy.
That was, like, I had to listen to it like 3 times and just chills up my spine. I was like, okay. All right, Donkey Lady, you creepy.
Yeah, this was just our first week in 2 sessions that we got the EVP we're about to debut and the one that I sent you last night. So we are on track to do some greatness here.
That is incredible. And I'm so jealous that you guys were able to hit these places. But there is there is something that you guys want to do long term with your investigations. You were talking to me about cold cases.
Correct.
So what is it exactly that you want to do? Like, just to go in depth with me here about what your plans are for cold cases.
Well, our paranormal investigation team is still very in its infancy. So there is still a lot of room to grow with a whole lot of other investigative styles. You know, we all have our own opinions on and own suggestions as to what we each want to hit, the four of us. Mm-hmm. But my focus, I'm not speaking for the rest of my team, but my focus will be cold cases. Because after Texas killing fields, I sincerely feel like my empathy and my humanitarianism, because I'm an Aquarian sun, will, you know, make a huge impact. And if there are spirits out there, either at their dumping grounds or at their murder sites, who are lonely, who have things to say, who can point us in the direction of their killer, you know, it could make a difference. It could bring justice to that spirit and help them possibly move on. And that's what I would really sincerely like to focus on as far as me. But like I said, I can't speak for the rest of my team. You know, we've still got a lot of room to grow. And at the current moment, we really need to get any investigation we can under our belt, so that way we can, you know, build up our business and build up credibility. Mm-hmm. But as far as long term goes, that's my focus, because I think I can make an instrumental impact there. And I'm definitely going to look into it. You know, my husband has a connection with the police department, so we're going to call him soon, and I'm going to pick his brain and, you know, see what his thoughts are, and, you know, if that's something that can be easily done, you know, whatnot. But, yep, that's as far as I am concerned.
I'm concerned. I just want to hit the most haunted places in the world.
Yeah.
That's my goal. I mean, I have a big, huge interest in paranormal. And I also want to do what Sarah wants to do cold cases. But I just want to go to the most haunted places. Like, for instance, with the Haunted Hill House yesterday, yeah. That's in the top three of the most haunted locations in Texas, or not in Texas, I'm sorry, in the country. I'm starting to learn that I may have a different ability than I originally thought that I had. Like, I didn't think I had any ability. I was just thinking I was going to catch stuff scientifically.
Yeah.
But yesterday, I found out that the spirits were attracted to me there. I heard my name tons of times through the spirit box. I was touched a few times. And like at that point, I said, do you like me being here? And we got yes. And then I asked, do I make you feel safe here? And I also got a yes. So there was one room, just as an example, there was one room where I was sitting in there, Sarah was in there, and we had another guy in there named Ryan, who...
Hi, Mascot.
Yeah, hello, Mascot. And so we're sitting in there, and we're just... I have the camera filming, and we're just sitting in there just listening, and we did... I don't know if we did... Oh, we did some EVP sessions. Mm-hmm. And I haven't listened to that yet, so I can't go into detail. But they have static cameras all over the house, and there was one in that room, two in that room, actually. And when we went to look, there was orbs flying all around me.
It looked like it was snowing in that room.
Yeah, and they were all just flying around me. And then we started hearing tapping in the ceiling, but there was nobody upstairs. Sarah had went out. She said, I can't deal with this. And me and
I just needed a break. My empathy was getting to me. I didn't say I had enough. FYI.
Sorry. But we just started hearing tapping on the ceiling, and it was just all over the ceiling. And Ryan had said, I have never heard that before in this room. And then I started thinking, like, there's something else going on with me. It just feels like there's something attracted to me. And with Sarah, with her empathy, it could also lead to that as well. So it's, I'm still learning. I don't know how true it is, but I'm still learning that part of it.
Well, and that is, it's crazy that, like, we'll go back to that love story, that you guys are with each other. Because what it sounds like is that her empathy has helped you realize that you are, in fact, a magnet. And I've actually met people that are magnets, and that is really cool and also slightly frightening at times.
It is, because you never know. You could get one of the evil entities.
Yeah, you never know if you're going to magnetize.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. I know that personally, I've had a couple of what I call hitchhikers, where I've just been driving along in rural areas and something will hop in the car and try to mess with me. So I get it. The magnet thing is horrifying, but also can be really cool.
But then he also has me right with him as the empathy.
Yep.
And I can feel what the attachment is. So it's, we're kind of a dynamic duo right now.
Look at you, Batman and Robin, going at it.
I'm Batman.
Okay.
Oh, that is... Yep. Okay.
We're so married, aren't we?
So married. I gotta ask, Pete, because you want to go to some of the most haunted places just ever. What is your holy grail place that... if you got to go there, you would actually flip and lose your mind?
Well, that's a tough one. I haven't really thought about that one. Maybe Waverly Hills Sanitarium?
I mean, that's a good answer. It's a real good answer.
That's huge, and I mean, I'm sure we can get a lot of activity out of that. And just hearing the story of it, it boggles my mind.
That would be an intense investigation, especially with you guys and your tag team gift there. So your squad, do they have any abilities? How did they get into paranormal?
They have been chasing it, on their own, as time allows, I would say, mm-hmm. Just kind of off the beaten path, nothing concrete. Didn't Tim try to join you with your first paranormal?
No, we tried to start bands together. It didn't work.
My husband's also a musician.
I mean, that's awesome. That also attracts spirits.
And he is, he has a little bio here, and he says he has a deep interest in the occult and paranormal since childhood. And his first brush with the paranormal was an abandoned 18th century graveyard behind his home. Ooh. He witnessed orbs that floated in the twilight, and he was, that's pretty much it. And then he wants to go into being a paranormal investigator. So he had an early childhood experience that has sparked his interest since then. And that's Tim. Okay. Justin, I honestly just met Justin. He has been a friend of my husband's for a while, so I couldn't tell you much about his interest in the paranormal other than he is fully on board. And his role within our team is tech. He's going to be our tech guy, our equipment guy, mm-hmm. and getting all of that set up and worked on and researched. And I couldn't tell you a lick or two about the equipment. So we're very thankful for his assets there. And Tim is an amazing enthusiast. He's good with enthusiasm. He's a good, he brings up morale. He makes us, stay on track and, make sure that we are clear and concise, and that's it gives us direction, mm-hmm. and that's another major asset that this team needs. So I think all four of us and all four of what we can bring to the table, I think we'll make the perfect paranormal investigation team.
It's like the Bat Squad. You got Batman, Robin, Lucius Fox, and Alfred.
Yep, exactly.
it's just delightful. No, seriously, that's absolutely fantastic. So I want to know, go ahead, drop it out there for everybody. What do you guys have coming up next?
Next is we are going to an old Lavaca jail in Hallettsville, Texas. That will be November 5th or 6th. And then we're looking into McRaven House in Mississippi, in Vicksburg, Mississippi specific, in December 7th-ish, that first weekend of December. Those are our next two. And then my husband really wants to go back to Yorktown to do an overnight stay because all we could do was an hour and a half at that location. And he wants to go, you know, full Monty on it. So we're going to try to get that in sometime this year.
Pete, you said that you felt something in Yorktown.
Yeah, that was a crazy day. When we went into the boiler room, the caretaker showed me a picture of an apparition that was caught.
Full body apparition.
They originally thought somebody had broke in, but the person who took the picture said there was nothing there when she took the picture until she reviewed it. And they didn't know who this apparition was or what he had to do with the hospital until last year when a lady went there and they showed her the picture of that. And she goes, oh, that guy worked here in the 80s. He's the one that killed his wife and her lover in the boiler room and then killed himself. If you see the picture of the apparition, you'll see the eyes are missing. It's just eye holes. And then you'll see a gunshot wound in his right temple where he shot himself.
That's not creepy or anything.
Yeah. And as soon as the caretaker showed me that picture, we were in the boiler room, I just felt that he was in there staring at me out of the corner. And so I went in there by myself and I started walking around a little bit and I heard my name at least 3 or 4 times. Normally I'm fearless, but walking around that hospital by myself, I wasn't gonna do it.
Well, Captain Magnet.
Yeah. So
yeah, is that a magnet thing? I'm not too familiar on that. Like, where the spirits, like, automatically know his name and just start calling it out?
It's, so magnetism, when it comes to spirits, they tend to feel more at ease. I think it's a personality thing. They tend to just feel more at ease, they tend to want to make more contact, and I think they just understand the magnet more than they would other people.
That does make sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense for Pete.
Because
if you get to know him as a person, he's a very polarizing person. Mm-hmm. And I knew that the minute I met him in 2004, which was 16 years ago, almost to the date. And I knew the minute I met him that he was something special, and I didn't want to miss out a single second with him ever again. Mm-hmm. So I committed to him pretty early because he is such a significant personality, and he puts off, I guess, good vibes. And
yeah.
I wanted to make sure I could experience that as much as I could.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you just by talking to you guys so far, Pete, you are a super chill, laid-back dude, and as one myself, thoroughly appreciate it.
Same here. I love being laid-back. I love being chill. Just go with the flow.
Yeah, but you still get the work done.
Yeah, still get the work done. Direct opposite of her.
I am chaos on all levels. He's a good anchor for me.
That's fantastic. So, guys, we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna wrap this up. But Pete and Sarah, go ahead and throw out all of your social medias.
We are on. Our handle is PANDS Paranormal, and we are on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and Facebook. Did I say Facebook? And Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, and we're still deciding if we want to do a Snapchat or not.
Okay, and you guys have YouTube.
YouTube, and we also have a website, pndsparanormal.com. You can find all of the links to our socials there.
fantastic. You guys have been awesome. I love talking to you guys. You guys are so just in the moment, and you know exactly what you're doing, and it's beautiful. And I love your stories.
Thank you for listening to them. We appreciate it.
Yes, we appreciate it.
No, it's what I love. That's what this podcast is about.
And thank you for reaching out to us. It really means a lot that somebody was interested in what we're doing.
Absolutely. And guys, once again, PANDS Paranormal. It's not PANS, it's PNS. So
can't put the ampersand in places, so you have to do AND.
Yeah. But it works. It works.
It does.
So that is Pete and Sarah for PNS Paranormal. We are dropping that special EVP an hour after this podcast drops on both of our Instagrams, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This podcast has been a lot of fun to sit down and talk with these guys. You can find all of my socials. I just created a Facebook page, Sparks of the Paranormal. You can find me at Sparks of the Paranormal on Instagram. And you can find this on all major platforms. Guys, go leave a review. Go follow them on everything. And I mean everything. They're shooting for the moon here, and I believe they're going to overshoot it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. But guys, go leave a review. iTunes, Spotify, whatever. It really helps out the podcast, helps out the algorithm, helps this get found. And share this with your friends, share it with your family. Go follow anybody and everybody that has to do with the paranormal, no matter how big, no matter how small. Everybody needs love and support. Show your support. Love each other. And we will talk to you guys next time on Sparks of the Paranormal.